5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, welcome. We're going to be discussing the concept of time value money. So time value of money, the time value of money is the idea that money available at the present time is worth more than the same amount in the future due to its potential earning capacity. So a dollar today is worth more than a dollar tomorrow because we can reinvest that dollar today and get a return instead of waiting for sometime in the future to receive that dollar and then reinvest. So we can gain interest or a return on that dollar if we invest it today instead of waiting to invest it sometime in the future. This core principle of finance holds that provided money can earn interest, any amount of money is worth more the sooner it is received because we can reinvest it quicker, or that day that we receive it, we can reinvest it and gain a return. Time value money is also referred to as present discounted value. So for time value money, our formula takes into the account the following variables: future value of money, the present value of money, the interest rate, the number of years or periods of compounding years, and the number of years is T. Based on these variables, the formula for time value of money is future value equals present value times 1 plus the interest rate divided by the number of periods compounding raised to the number of periods compounding times the number of years. It may seem complicated, but this is actually a very simple calculation. What is simple interest? Interest is a rental fee to borrow money. So I'm borrowing money from the bank. They are charging me a fee to borrow the money, and that is interest. The reason why they charge interest is because they are taking a risk that you will not be able to pay back that money that is loaned to you. So your interest rate will correlate or will be relative to your credit worthiness. So the higher the interest rate you have, the less credit worthy you are. The lower the interest rate you have, the more credit worthy you are. So simple interest is when the interest received or paid is based solely on the amount of money that was initially invested. Therefore, the interest earned each period or year will be the same. So simple interest formula, your initial investment times 1 plus the interest rate times the number of periods. Simple calculation. We'll talk about it more in a second. Let's discuss compound interest. Compound interest is much different than simple interest. Compound interest is the kind of interest you would like to receive in an investment, but definitely would not want to pay. Why is that? Because the interest rate is based on the balance of the investment when it is calculated, not the initial investment. What this means is that interest is being earned on both the investment and the interest earned from previous periods. So if I have compounding interest, right? And let's say I have a $1,000 corporate bond that I purchased in the market, right? And it offers a 10% return or coupon payment on that $1,000. But let's say instead of getting that coupon, putting it in the bank account, and spending it whenever I want, let's say I kept it invested into that same bond, right? And now, in year one of the repayment of this bond, right now I left the $100 or the 10% coupon payment from the $1,000 bond. I leave it in there, right? So now I have $1,100. So now with that 10% return, next year I'll have $110, right? Because I left that $100 in there. That made my balance on my debt that I let them borrow $1,100. So now in year two, the 10% will be taken from the $1,100, which will give me $110. So next year in year three, if we leave it in there, right, we'll have $1,210 that will have a 10% bearing coupon, and we'll continue to leave that interest payment into the pot so the interest will continue to compound over time. So let's look at it here. This is exactly what we were talking about. So we have $100. We yield 10% from that $100. So we leave the $10 in. We don't take it out and consume it. We leave it reinvested. And then the next year, it grows to $121. And this will continue to grow exponentially until maturity, right? Until either the debt is ready to be repaid, or we decide to sell off our investment and take the cash. So you'll see that the power of compounding interest is fantastic, right? The more you leave in, the more it'll compound and the greater it'll grow, right? You can see our future value formula. Future value equals present value times 1 plus the interest raised to the number of periods in that investment. So future value equals present value times 1 plus the interest rate raised to the number of periods. Let's work this example at the bottom, right? Let's say we've got $100 and we leave it compounded for 5 years, okay? So the future value of 100, right? So we started out, our present value is 100 because that was what? Our initial investment, right? So your initial investment will always be your present value when you're calculating future value. So we're going to multiply this at 1 plus the interest rate, which is what? 10%, right? And now we're going to raise this, right? This is it's the exponent, right? We're going to raise this by the number of periods, which is 5. Right? So let's work this out. Right? So we'll do this equals, after we calculate it, right? So this is going to be 100 times 1.10 raised to the 5th. This is going to equal 161.05. So if raising it by this exponent is a really easy calculation, you just you can denote that on your calculator. You'll see an exponent key, and you hit the exponent key, and then you'll put in the amount of times it's raised to. So future value is what a dollar today will be worth in the future. This is because of the interest that dollar can earn over time, therefore making it more valuable in the future. So again, future value. This is the future value of a $1,000 corporate bond yielding 10%. The number of periods is 10. Again, we'll work future value equals $1,000 bond times 1 plus the interest rate at 10% raised to the number of periods is 10. Future value equals 1,000 times 1.10 raised to 10. Future value equals 25.93.74. So we bought the bond for 1,000. Now this is the power of compounding, right? We've almost tripled our money on this bond value over time by keeping our coupon payments invested. We started out with a $1,000 investment. Over the 10 years, it grew to $25.93.74. That's the power of compounding. That's the power of interest. Let's talk about annuities. An annuity is a series of equal payments that are either paid to you or paid from you. Annuities can be cash flows paid, such as monthly rent payments, car payments, or they can be money received, such as semi-annual coupon payments from a bond. Just remember, for a series of cash flows to be considered an annuity, the cash flows need to be equal. So an annuity due. An annuity due is when a payment is made at the beginning of the payment period, and then let's say it's rent, for example, where you are usually required to pay rent in advance at the first of the month, so that I'm kind of prepaying for that service with my rent, right? I'm paying it the first of the month so I can rent for the rest of the month. Ordinary annuity is a payment that is paid or received at the end of the period. An example of an ordinary annuity would be a coupon payment made from bonds. Usually bonds will make semi-annual coupon payments at the end of every 6 months. All right, now let's discuss present value in a little more depth, okay? Present value is the current worth of a future sum of money or stream of cash flows given a specified rate of return. Future cash flows are discounted at the discount rate, and the higher the discount rate, the lower the present value of the future cash flows. Determining the appropriate discount rate is the key to properly valuing cash flows in the future, whether they be earnings or debt obligations. Present value is also referred to as the discount value. The basis is that receiving $1,000 now is worth more than $1,000 5 years from now, because if you got the money now, you can invest it and receive an additional return over the 5 years. The money today is worth more than the same money tomorrow, because the passage of time has financial value attached to it, and rewards or costs are demanded for owning or using today's money. Future value can relate to future investment cash inflows from investing today's money, or future payments or outflows from borrowing money today. Present value provides a basis for assessing the fairness of any future financial benefit or liability. For example, future cash rebate discounted to present value may or may not be worth having a potentially higher purchase price. The same financial calculation applies to 0% financing when buying a car. Paying some interest instead of a lower sticker price may work out better for the buyer than paying zero interest on a higher sticker price. Paying mortgage points now in exchange for lower mortgage payments in the future makes sense only if the present value of the future mortgage savings is greater than the mortgage payments paid today. So let's look at present value. So present value in a simple form, right, where we're just going to estimate out what I'll receive in a year, right? So receives $100 in a year, right? We receive $100 in a year. We want to know what is the present value of that $100 that we're going to receive in a year. What is that $100 that we're going to receive in a year worth today, right? And our discount rate or interest rate is going to be 10%. So let's look at the present value formula. Present value equals future value divided by 1 plus the interest rate raised to the number of time. Now we know the future value is 100. We're going to receive that in the future. We're going to divide that 100 by 1 plus the 10% raised to 1 year. We're going to receive our $100 a year from now. So let's see. Let's calculate this, right? 100 divided by 1.10 gives us $90.91. Right? So now we want to decide, okay, is this going to be better for us to take this at 10%, or can we find an investment that is going to yield us a greater return than the 10%? So if we have the same scenario, but with a different interest rate, so the future value is 100. Now, instead of 10%, let's say we're going to get 12%. 1 plus 0.12 raised to 1 year. Present value equals 100 divided by 1.12. So we will find that the calculation 89.29. So now if we compare the two, at 12%, the present value of this $100 investment will be 89.29, whereas at 10%, 90.91. What would we take now? We want the greater present value. So we would elect to go with this route. So future value of a series of cash flow payments. So let's assume we have $100 payments for 3 years at 5% interest. What is the present value of the annuity? You will need to solve the present value of each payment individually. So let's take a look. So our annuity pays $100 at the end of the next 3 years in a fund that pays 5% interest. So now in year one, we're going to have to calculate 100, okay, divided by 1 plus the rate of return, as we know is 0.05 or 5%, raised to the time, right? 1 year, this is our first payment. So year one, $95. It'll generate $95.24. That's the present value of the $100 in year one. Year two, $100 divided by 1 plus 0.05 raised to 2. It's the second period, so we're going to raise to 2. Present value of the $100 in year 2 is $90.70. Now let's look at year 3. 100 divided by 1 plus 0.05, 5%. The 3 is the third period of the annuity. Let's look at year 3. Year 3, our present value, $86.38. We add these together. The present value of our annuity now, $272.32. This means that if you invested $272.32 in a fund that earned 5% interest, you would withdraw $100 for the next 3 years. So we want to find out, okay, if I have a certain number, a certain objective, a certain amount of money that I need to make, this will be very handy to figuring out your initial investment to earn, excuse me, to earn the amount of money that you need in the future.